Kent's Last Case, The Woman in Black by E.C. Bentley. Introduction. This is a whodunit that neatly fits into the history of detective fiction. It features artist Philip Trent as he unexpectedly becomes an amateur detective. Some of his carefully collected information often proved erroneous. It began when a wealthy American plutocrat, Bigsby Manderson, used his finances in attempts to establish rules controlling society. When he, Manderson, was found murdered on the grounds of his country house in England, Trent was hired as a reporter by a press association to investigate and file reports. The investigating officer from Scotland Yard, Inspector Murch, was an old acquaintance of Trent, and this gave the new detective contacts resulting in clues of both significant and spurious nature. The unusual aspect of this story, published in 1913, is that although Trent wound up with the correct solution, he was so worn down he declared it would be his last case. It was 23 years later before author Bentley wrote another Trent story and began it with a recap of sorts of what happened in the last case. Along the way in that, we lead into an interesting premise. Trent became romantically interested in the character referred to in the book subtitle as The Lady in Black. Was she the widow of the murdered man? It's probably better for us to let you hear the whole story, beginning now. Chapter 1, Bad News. Between what matters and what seems to matter, how should the world we know judge wisely? When the scheming, indomitable brain of Sigsby Manderson was scattered by a shot from an unknown hand, that world lost nothing worth a single tear. It gained something memorable in a harsh reminder of the vanity of such wealth as this dead man had piled up, without making one loyal friend to mourn him, without doing an act that could help his memory to the least honor. But when the news of his end came, it seemed to those living in the great vortices of business as if the earth, too, shuddered under a blow. In all the lurid commercial history of his country, there had been no figure that had so imposed itself upon the mind of the trading world. He had a niche apart in its temples. Financial giants, strong to direct and augment the forces of capital, and taking an approved toll in millions for their labor, had existed before, but in the case of Manderson, there had been this singularity, that a pale halo of piratical romance, a thing especially dear to the hearts of his countrymen, had remained incongruously about his head.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?